It's good to see you. It's good to have you back in the studio. I mean, not that I'm there, but when I am there again, I can't wait to hug you. You've become the hottest property in Newcastle. You and Blake Green, our two boys, you're both now the starting halves pairing this weekend with all the injuries. How are you feeling?
It's crazy how it works out. I'm excited. It's just another opportunity for me to play football, which is good. You know, after missing a whole year last year, I'm just happy to go out there and play in any position. And at least this week I'll be starting, you know.
Was there a part of you that were like, oh God, I manifested too hard? Like, I didn't mean to knock people out. Like,
yeah, mate, a little bit. I haven't thought of it like that. But
it's like, oh God, I'm getting really good at this.
Yeah, like, what is the sentiment at the moment around everyone with, I mean, 11, possibly 12 out at the moment, needing to apply for, like, special permissions to be able to get enough players to not take the field necessarily, but take a full squad.
Mm.
Like, how you feeling?
Yeah, it's tough, but it is part of rugby league, you know, and that's why they have squads of 30, and it used to be 25, and then now it's expanded to 30. And
still not enough.
Still not enough. We're still asking for exemptions, but yeah, but that's part of it. Like, that's why, you know, there's such a big squad, and everyone's just expected to come up and, you know, do their next job. But we've got to look at the positives too. We get KP back this week, which is massive for us. And then
now, how's he feeling? Because obviously you live with him. He's your second best mate to me. And he's got a lot of pressure on him now. Obviously, like, he always has. But like, I feel like now that he's coming back, we've had all these injuries, everyone's like, here's our shining hope. Does he feel that? Does he ride those emotions?
I don't think so. He's pretty sort of level-headed when it comes to that stuff. Like, just doesn't sort of ride the highs too high and the lows too low. So I think he, I don't know. He's pretty cool, calm, collected, Kalen. And yeah, I think he's just going to go out there and he's just excited to play football. Like, he's been pretty moody for the last 2 months. So it's,
I want to play.
And then also, like, to have Greeny back, because, you know, last week he only played 30 minutes and he's now back from his ACL and he's going to look at playing an 80-minute game this week. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to play alongside those guys. And then also, you know, our forwards have been doing a terrific job for us, and most of those guys are still there, obviously missing Jacob through suspension. But, you know, Daniel and Big Davey Clemmer and Jesse and Josh King, and I feel rude if I missed anyone else. But, yeah. But those guys have been doing a terrific job for us, so we know what to expect from them, but it's just up to everyone else to go and deliver.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend I know who said it, but I saw a headline the other day, someone saying the game's gotten too fast. That's why people are getting hurt and things are happening. What do you think of that?
I don't
Great
know.
Question,
yeah. Thank you, Ducko. That was my own. I want it known. That was my own question.
That was a great question.
Thank you. I saw
it was on the screen.
It was on the screen
about half an hour ago on the Today Show. But
and
like,
I locked
whatever.
That in my shut up, Nick.
We'd be with the six again rule and stuff, right? There's so much ball in play right now.
Shut up. It was my question.
sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. There is a lot of ball in play. I don't know what the, like, whether that's true or not, but I think it's worth them. They need to do a study on it, because there's been a lot of season-ending injuries, a lot more serious injuries. Mm. Like, I know there wasn't an Achilles for a couple of years, and then I did mine, and then now, like, six or seven blokes have done theirs in the last 12 months. So I don't actually know, but, I mean, there's
like, something's going on.
There's something
exactly.
going
you're
on.
You're so and ragged, and your body's just, like, misfiring because you're just so fatigued.
Yeah, and I didn't know, like, last year, COVID, because we had the break and then we come back. And I remember the NFL did this a few years ago, or maybe 10 years ago, where they protested.
Yeah.
So they stopped the season, and then once they got the money that they wanted, the Players Association, then they come back, and there was a heap of Achilles injuries then too.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like other injuries. But there's ACL injuries in the NFL every week, so you got to take that with a grain of salt.
The Achilles, like, you've got to keep that conditioning up in order for it to be good. The ACL is always just an impact injury normally, so maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I definitely think it's worth them doing a study for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, manifest positivity. No injuries for you, Connor. Big game, Gold Coast this weekend, of course, at the Goldie.
But, I mean, who's thinking about that, Ducko, really?
Yeah.
Oh, for this weekend's festivities.
I know. I'll be streaming you live, Connor, while at the wedding.
You will
don't
not.
You worry,
there's
mate.
No bloody reception. Out there, mate. Phone. I have literally put blockers on the towers around the venue.
Just so no one's on their phone.
100%.
I like
it's
that.
An unplugged wedding from Go to Woe. No,
can I not Instagram live when
Absolutely
I walk down the aisle?
Absolutely not.
But it's an away game. Wouldn't it be on free to air?
Surely.
Are you rolling in a TV, are you?
I don't know. I can bring my Samsung along. All I need's a PowerPoint.
Connor, we're asking the Hit family to get involved and wish me well, basically. It's quite indulgent of me to ask this. But ask for marriage advice.
Oh, yes.
And I know you're not married, Dal, but do you have any little pearls of wisdom that you want to impart to me and Angus?
I would say more to Angus, and this is what I've heard from every married man, is happy wife, happy life.
Couldn't have said it better myself, brother.
Big one.
So well, Angus.
Connor, you missed it yesterday. Angus just came happy, on the show. Right? He came on the show and he described himself as Jess's little bitch. So I think
the question was just who wears the pants, but he used that phrase multiple times, unfortunately.
I'm a little bitch.
There it is. There it is. One more time.
I'm a little bitch.
There you see. He said it.
He did say it. But he also said he'd love us to share the cooking a bit more. That's the one thing he'd change about our relationship. He is the chef in our house. And last night I cooked him dinner. So, wow. I mean, here, look at me being a legend.
I love that you just took that feedback on. And
straight away.
And you just went and did it.
Yeah.
But you know what she's doing? She's done it once now. She's like, see, I did it. I've improved.
I'll never do it again. Remember that one time in April I cooked for you?
Hey, Connor, good luck this weekend, mate. Go hard, get the win, enjoy the halves, pairing with Blake Green. We look forward to chatting to you next week, and I look forward to your try celebration still with the duck.
I'm still on a nudie run, ducko.
You nearly got over it last week and I was so excited. I was waiting for my duck, and then anyway, hopefully this week.
God, Watson, thanks, mate.